This is the tax update for the week commencing 3rd December. And as usual, this podcast is accompanied by detailed notes which contain links to the original information. The Public Accounts Committee reported at the start of the week in its 19th report into HMRC performance for the year 2011-12. The UK needs to have an attractive regime, but what the committee fails to do is give HMRC the criticism it deserves for providing a very poor and inadequate service. It does recognise that HMRC does a difficult job and does it well. The job of tax assessment and collection is difficult. But really, the problem has been caused by successive governments failing abysmally in their responsibility to enact legislation that was fair or even reasonable. And to criticise HMRC for the tax gap when it collects £474 billion funding public services is a bit like the kettle calling the teapot black when that criticism has been done by MPs. Another interesting publication is that of the Office of National Statistics, which published a report on wealth distribution. Sadly, it confirms that overall wealth in Scotland is relatively poor compared to, for example, the much more wealthy southeast of England. And it looks at a threshold of households with wealth over 967,000, which is the line for the top 10% of wealth. That wealth includes not only property and liquid assets, but also pension schemes. Looking at annuity rates, a pension fund of £1 million would only buy a couple with an index-linked pension an annual pension, if they retired at, say, 60, of about £28,500 a year. So it's not too difficult to build up a substantial pension fund if you make prudent investment for retirement. In fact, that top 10% has about 26% of their wealth in property, with a median value of £340,000. And what is probably quite surprising is if you look at the bottom 50%, because they have pension savings of a median value of only £4,000. And that must be a cause of concern to any government facing the reality of longer life expectancy and greater expectations from an ageing population. Some good news is that HMRC have confirmed they will now accept capital allowances may be claimed on polytunnels. HMRC had expressed a view, and I always thought it was a wrong view, that polytunnels were either part of the setting or failed to meet the test of functioning as plant and machinery, but they've been persuaded of the error of their ways and have announced a detail, so it's worth following the link in the notes. Starbucks have featured heavily in the news, and they have announced their willingness to voluntarily pay additional corporation tax. I think this is a public relations exercise, and it's at some point in the future. I do find it worrying that organisations are being trialled by the media and then finding themselves being picketed by UK Uncut, protesting outside their trading establishments, and Starbucks have been suffering from such picketing by protesters. Ending on a positive note, a lot of people have been interested in any development of the British Airport Authority case, where BAA were denied the input tax recovery, which was incurred by ADIL, a company formed to acquire British Airport Authority holdings as part of the takeover. There's been an interesting development in the first-tier tribunal case of Cloud Electronics Holding Limited, which concerned the takeover of Cloud Electronics, which was in administration. But there's a significant difference, which is that this holding company then supplied management services and accounted for output VAT on the supplies it was making of management services to the company which it had acquired. That seems to be the key to successful VAT planning, because in that case, the professional services for due diligence, legal fees and the like had incurred substantial VAT, which was recoverable on acquiring the share capital of Cloud for $5.4 million, because the holding company went on to make taxable management services, and therefore the expenditure was incurred with a view and a purpose to making taxable supplies, and so it could be recovered in full. This decision is well worth a read, but remember, it's only persuasive. Thanks very much for listening.